Well, Lifetime Fitness is having their Bud Light moment. People are canceling their memberships after Lifetime allowed a man to change in the locker room and then post about it on social media. So if you've ever been in a gym locker room, you know there are signs that say you can't post about what you see in here, but they allowed a man to do it from a woman's locker room anyway. Apparently, they did not learn from Planet Fitness, because in the spring, Planet Fitness had a mass exodus after a woman posted about a man in the women's locker room, and they canceled the woman's membership. Well, now Lifetime is getting the same treatment because they allowed this person to use the woman's locker room in Missouri. This person says that they are a woman with male pattern baldness, I suppose. Maybe we're not supposed to call it male pattern baldness anymore if that person identifies as
just
a woman.
People pattern baldness now.
People pattern bald. They, them pattern baldness.
Okay. Except women don't bald that way for the most part. There's a reason we assign this to men. But, you know, he dressed like a woman, so he says he should have access to the women's locker room. And then he posted this about it, saying, "Now I've gotten ready in the ladies' room at the gym for the first time, and I'm happy to report that, number one, unlike men's locker rooms where every guy over 40 is waving his penis around to prove to the others that he has one, older women are as clothed as everyone else. Also, he's saying he got good treatment in there." Now, just
what the hell?
Reporting from the locker room, at the first sentence I have a problem with, that I've been in the ladies' locker room and I'm happy to report that, should end right there. Ladies, we don't report on each other. We report nothing from the women's locker room. That's supposed to be a safe space. Right there, that should have had his membership revoked, even if he was a man.
Can I take umbrage with the first point that he makes about being in a men's locker room and all men walk around and waving their wangs like they're trying to prove something, like they have one? What locker rooms is... I mean, give me a break. Yeah, right. If we get out of the shower, you know, you walk to your locker, but no one's like prancing around, like showing stuff off. Like, what locker is he hanging out in?
I
100%
know.
Would ask that person, like, "Dude, are you okay? Like, what are you doing?"
Like, what do you do with, like, walking around? Like, I mean, you're a 40-year-old man walking around, like, I mean, really? Okay. Anyway, I don't know what lockers he's been hanging out
in. Also, that should be a safe space for men. You should be allowed to walk around with your junk hanging out in the men's locker
That's
room.
That's the clinical definition of it.
That is
your junk.
Where you're supposed to be able to do that, because you're changing in between your workouts. So... okay, this whole report from is that should end it right there. Should have nothing to do with gender at all. Someone should go to him and say, "Sir, you cannot report anything from the locker room. Your membership is revoked." But he is there to validate his own gender identity, and it's making other people uncomfortable. And so when women complained to the staff, they were chastised and said, "Well, that's a woman. You need to use her preferred pronouns." What they told them is the correct feminine pronouns. Well, this caught the attention of the Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey, who moved fairly quickly on it and notified Lifetime Fitness that the company is under criminal investigation now.
Yes.
For both criminal and civil liability. Well, this letter went out August 2nd, and then Lifetime did, all of a sudden, after first they enabled this transgender person, instead now they said, Attorney General's on our back. So they did cancel this membership, but this person complained about it online and said, "Tomorrow at noon, a Missouri state effing representative and a mob of hateful people are gathering at Lifetime Fitness to show me how much they hate me for existing as a trans woman with rights." No, that's wrong. They are not showing how much they hate you personally. They're saying, "No, you cannot have access to these spaces and report from them and also expose yourself to other people." Then when his membership was canceled, police escorted him out, and he published this complaint about that too, that they decided to solve their trans girl in the locker room problem by misreading my remarks and as threats of violence rather than threats of lawsuits and terminating my membership and having police walk me out. So you can tell He thinks he's a real social justice hero here, breaking boundaries for his oppression, and he will not stop. Well, in fact, Missouri State Representative Justin Sparks has uploaded a video to Facebook about this, saying this is wrong in the state of Missouri, and we are going to continue to fight against this. Now, a woman spoke out about this online and said that this is more about young people in the locker room, children. And then this same transgender person said, well, you expose yourself to children in the locker room. Why can't I? Because she's a woman in a woman's locker room, and other girls expect to only see girls in a women's locker room. Not the same. Young girls, again, expect when they walk into a women's locker room to be in a place where other women's bodies are. Now he says, though, you know, these transphobes, they want me to expose myself to young boys. This is his logic, that transphobes will demand that I come into the men's locker room and show underage boys my boobs, and then have the audacity to call anyone but themselves a pedophile. He's crazy. So he's saying, because I got boobs put on, I don't belong in the men's locker room, because then young boys will see boobs. It's terrifying, that logic. You can't follow it. But again, he's crazy and has already posted things on X about BDSM and kink and polyamory and bespoke porn and other things. He also has since said the state of Missouri is so worried about him, the problem, he says, is that they will miss real predators. I just want to say I'm okay with this person being caught in the dragnet. And he will not stop. He says he's going to change his ID to be legally classified as a woman so that they have to let him back in. So this creates a legal problem, right? How will that be handled, given that Attorney General Bailey laid out the two reasons that he can't be in the locker room right now? One is that a male's presence in female public restrooms constitute criminal trespass. And two, that a male who exposes his genitals in the presence of others in the restroom is subject to criminal liability and multiple sexual offenses. So what if he gets the genitals removed? What if he does have an ID that has him as a woman? Is that a legal hack? That what will the courts do? That's an interesting question. Now, a similar issue had cost Planet Fitness millions from a boycott earlier this year in the spring. The CEO of Planet Fitness admitted that there was a significant drop in revenue in May after members canceled their membership after protests due to another locker room issue. A woman named Patricia Silva said a man was shaving in the locker room and a young girl was sitting there looking very uncomfortable by his very presence. She took this picture of the person who says that they were a woman. Now, the one thing I want to say, if we could just leave this up for a second, is that at the very least, this person is not putting on woman face. They're saying they're a woman, but have done nothing to at least make a caricature of a woman. It's not like, oh, let me just put on some pink lipstick and a skirt and I qualify as a woman. He's just saying he's a woman by being in there and making absolutely no effort.
But he's still in a woman's room.
Absolutely.
As they're coming out of the shower.
But at least he's not using the offensive feminist tropes. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. But at least it's not a costume, whereas the other, you know, trans-identified people put on a costume and say, but I'm wearing the costume. I'm like Bugs Bunny in the lipstick, so I count, right?
Right.
So at least he's not doing that. Here is the woman who complained about this and what happened to her.
So when Planet Fitness called me day two to say, well, Miss Silva, you know, we have had to cancel your membership, you know, the situation. And I said, no, why don't you tell me the situation? And so they said, well, the situation is that you crossed our boundaries and you took a picture of this woman in the locker room. I said, it's a man. And they said, well, she identifies as a woman. And I said, explain to me, what is the process of him being able to get past your desk? What kind of government ID? What kind of how does he verify that he's a woman? And they said it's his personal perspective of himself, basically. And I'm here for the long haul. I am going to help make a difference, however that looks. I don't even know, but I'm not afraid. The libs can threaten me all day long. And I just feel like I've got the armor of God on me. And I feel like they cannot penetrate my soul. They can't take my joy unless I give it to them. So that's kind of where I'm at.
So she lost her membership because she complained on behalf of women everywhere, especially young women. Planet Fitness, though, they stuck with this policy. They did not reinstate her membership. They did not reverse their policy. Their policy still is that anyone who identifies a woman can get into that space. And in fact, their stock has recovered fine from this event. Take a look at this. So you can see the dip in May when people started canceling their memberships. And in fact, the way that they recovered this revenue was they increased membership rates by 50%. So they haven't actually recovered those members. They're charging the members who stayed more on behalf of the members who didn't, and that seems to be working. So
if you like transvesta, you know, you like that, and you like perverts, you want to go to Planet Fitness.
Well, the people who are not boycotting are paying double for the people who are boycotting. So does that feel awesome? If you're a Planet Fitness member, you're paying double because people are boycotting because of this policy. And I guess if you want trans people to access those locker rooms, then you're willing to pay double to support this policy, and that's exactly what you're doing. So let us know what you think of that policy and the outcome of that below.
Wonder what will happen to Lifetime Fitness. Do you guys plan? Let us know in the comments. Are any of you guys members of Lifetime Fitness? Let us know in the comments if you plan to boycott them, if you plan to turn in your membership. Very, very interesting.